Hibbard, St. Helena, California, December 3, 1906. Elder Hibbard. Dear Brother Hibbard, the Lord has greatly blessed the efforts of Brother Simpson as he has presented the simple truths of the Bible. This work must now go forward under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The work must still bear the stamp of the divine impress. My brother, the Lord has given me a message for you. The gospel minister is engaged in a very solemn, sacred work. In every meeting where the Word of God is taught, angels are present, and those who conduct these meetings are to labor with such solemnity as Christ manifested in His teachings. The right mold must be placed upon every presentation of Bible truth. Often, the words you employ are forceful, and are such as would convict the hearers of their truth. But sometimes you give exhibitions of a theatrical nature. There is great danger that your violent gesticulations may divert the mind from the truths you present, and spoil the impression the Lord would make upon the mind. The enemy is pleased when the impressiveness of sacred truth is spoiled, and the mind diverted from the solemn message that means life or death to those who are listening with an intense interest. When in your discourses you denounce with bitter sarcasm that which you wish to condemn, you sometimes offend your hearers, and their ears are turned from hearing you further. Carefully avoid any severity of speech that might give offense to those you desire to save from error, for it will be difficult to overcome the feelings of antagonism thus aroused. These bitter denunciations and your theatrical manner have left on some minds impressions that tend to make of none effect the words of truth you have presented. I must say to you that this phase of your work grieves the Holy Spirit of God. It is presented to me that your manner does not always conform to the solemn message you have to bear. If you will weed out the tares from your discourses, your influence for good will be increased. When Christ sent forth His disciples, He said unto them, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Matthew 10, verse 16 to 22. Thank God for this promise. "But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another." Verse 23. The Lord would not be pleased to have us imperil our lives when there are ways and means of saving ourselves, and we may continue to bear the Bible message to other localities. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. Verses 24 to 27. The whole of this 10th chapter of Matthew was brought to my attention and distinctly repeated. I am instructed, my brother, to say to you that you have reformations to make. Do not be self-confident. The Lord calls upon you to make decided improvement in your manner of presenting the truth. You need not be sensational. Preach the Word, as Christ, the Son of God, preached the Word. Violent gesticulations detract greatly from the impressions the truth would make upon human hearts and lessen the force of the demonstrations of the Spirit of God. They efface the solemn impressions regarding God's Word that holy angels desire shall be made upon minds. I also refer you to the 3rd chapter of the 1st Epistle of John. I have written these words in the early morning, while suffering greatly from pain in my head and my eye. It is now becoming light, for which I am thankful. I have many things to write that will appear in due time, but I feel that I must not delay these words of caution, for the interest that has been awakened in Oakland must not be injured. May the Lord help you and give you of His blessing.